This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So first of all, special welcome, all of us, inshallah ta'ala, we need to welcome our special guests. These are the Mu'tazilis. They are, you know, our special guests. They will be here, mashallah, for the entire, final 10 days of Ramadan. So if you have any special Mu'tazili questions, if I were you, I would befriend some of them and ask them for some special dua, because these, you know, these people who are living in the Masjid, inshaAllah ta'ala, their dua is mustajab. Our dear father, our uncle, the pioneer of this Masjid, the Abdul Aziz right here, uncle Asif, where he's in Dila. I told you, whoever's doing it, he has to stay inside the Masjid. Where did he go? He goes to Mu'tazil. And there are a few others who are here, inshaAllah ta'ala. Or Mu'tazil, team, are you? So that people know you and they will come and give you a hug and ask people to ask. Free of charge. So these are here, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah bless them, may Allah accept from them, inshallah ta'ala. Number two, the Quran competition would be tomorrow from 4 to 6. So we have about 82 people, 82 children, youth, and adults as well. So that would be tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. That's number two. Number three, the Qiyam will start tonight. The Qiyam will start tonight at 3 o'clock, open for votes. Of course, brothers and sisters and kids, well, it's in their way, but it's open for all, inshallah ta'ala. So we pray over the class with three witnesses. So today there will be no witness. The witness will be delayed and until the end. Is that right? Normally we do witness at the end of the class. The witness at the end of the class. And then witness here tonight as well. Oh, there's witness as well here. Oh, okay, two witnesses. Normally, you know, if you want to pray with them, if you want to delay until after the end of May, and then you can work at the end, it's up to you, inshallah ta'ala. So anyways, it starts at 3 o'clock tonight, from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. for the end of May, okay? So these are the announcements that I have. And this is the quiz of what we talked about yesterday. The name of Allah, remember the name of Allah that we covered yesterday? Al-Afu, right? Al-Afu. So, question number one, what's the difference between Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghafar? Normally, this needs to go, you know, through the Tawhid, which we're going to have on this 28th. But since, you know, I'm going to just be right here. What's the difference between the name of Allah, Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghafar? Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafar. Which is more intensive than the other? Al-Ghafar is more intensive. So, Ghafur is the forgiver. And then Al-Ghaffar is the all-forgiver. Some say that Al-Ghaffar forgives the sins, and Al-Ghaffar forgives but the major sins. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Ghaffar, the ala sifat fa'al, yani the sifat al-mubalagha. Here we go, my friend. I got you, right here. Question number two, for the sisters. What is the meaning of the name of Allah, Al-Afu? The meaning of the name of Allah, Al-Afu.
So the one who forgives and wipes off the bad deeds and sins.
Wipes
them out without taking them into account for the
rest. That's Allah. You heard that box. I love it myself. And what is the dua? Okay, for the brothers. No chocolate. What is the dua? Okay, everybody knows the answer. What is the dua of that the Prophet of Aisha of Allah had to say this kind of thing? There is all of you, Allahumma. إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني وكن في القرآن فاعف عنا So these are the questions for the Tawhid, inshallah ta'ala, that we can have on this day, on this 28th, on this 27th, May that Subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've got some great news for all of you, okay? On the night of the 27th, I will not be here. There's only two days. I will not be here on the 27th, so get ready, I'll be somewhere. So, are you happy, huh? There's no fundraising on the 27th. The name, or not the name, we're going to write the vote again. So, Ilkat Ma'ana, this is the name of the series. Ilkat Ma'ana, so we're going to vote to another, inshallah ta'ala, quality that we're going to try to inculcate and mimic. The quality is called, okay, let me ask you this. What is known to the prophet to do specially in the month of Ramadan. Other than the Quran, other than the Hadith. Something he was known to do most in Ramadan, specially in Ramadan. What is that thing? I want to say that. Yeah, you. That's it. He's smart, so I'm going to give him smart. For the sisters. Charity, we have something. Charity. So it comes. This is the charity. So today we're going to talk about Al-Karam. Generosity. Come from the name of Allah. Okay, one more question for the sisters, one more time. Hey, just because I want to keep the answer. I want to keep them. And then we'll do all here. The name of Allah, Al-Karim, there's another name that also depicts this quality of generosity. What is that name? It's like to pick someone who has not spoken before, and he gives them a chance. What is that name of Allah? Rahman? No. Yeah, it's Rahman, but it's the name of Allah. It doesn't have to do with generosity. Other than Al-Karim. I said Karim. He said it might be Kareem. But the English guy, Canadian, but the
Latvian,
there is another name. Huh?
And
Baha? No, 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 no. There is a name of Al-Karim, but in more intensive form. It has Al-Karim in it, but in more intensive form. Yeah, Habibi. Al-Karim. And it has an intensive form. I have to know this man.
Al-Mati?
Oh. It has Karim in it, but in a more intensive form.
There's a variety of Islam.
There's a. No, there's some other name. Innaka anta al-a'azz al-a'azz.
Akram.
Akram. Okay, Akram. Alright, here is this rose park in your way. Rose park in your way. Al-Akram. Al-Karimu Al-Akram. Al-Akram is not Karim, but Akram is more intensive than Al-Karim. And he was known from Muhammad and especially in Ramadan. He was depicted to be Karim, Jawad, the Jews. You know, then he was very much surprised in his generosity. More generous, like the wind, he said. Like the wind, you know. What is it? You know, what's the wind? The wind. Comes in and he just blows the Prophet Muhammad in his face to his son, giving from a verse. And this reminds me of this time when he was in this battle of Hunayn. Look at the Quran of the Prophet Muhammad in the battle of Hunayn. He was giving away the booty. He was distributing the spoils of war. And he was giving. He did not take nothing. And the Arabs were coming and getting him, like, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, and he was putting Ya Muhammad. And then he said, I wanted you to see this. I wanted you to take this, but he said, he was laughing. Rasulullah was giving from his body of Ghana he had. And then people were putting a sword on him, and then he lost his Rida. He left his Rida. Rasulullah, just give me back my Rida, give me back. Wallahi, if your whole body was filled with money, I would give it to you. I would not keep one single out from it. I'll give it all away. Father Rasulullah, Rasulullah, come to Al-Karam. So much so, that a woman came to him and she gave him. Prophet Muhammad, he's not half my second story, as he would say that. You know, he was known as maybe 2, 3, 4 years past. This woman came and gave him a beautiful, like a burqa. You know, he put it on. And then the Sahabi saw it. And why are we? Yeah, there was no, just put it on. And then he came to this, Ya Rasulullah, give it to me. That's how you have it. Give it to me. No other. The Prophet was going to give it to me. And the Sahabi was angry. He told Rasulullah he wanted to be gifted by this woman. And the woman gave it to him. Why? You know, you have to get the Sahabi, how to explain. He said, Wallahi, I did not think it because of any other means. I just wanted it to point to be my weapon, what I was lying to my face. I wanted to use it as a weapon. The purpose here is the calling for us to fight. He doesn't have to say that he was just giving it. Just like his wife, Aisha. So he gave her a lamb, 70,000 dirhams. The same thing, that whole 70,000 dirhams was fasting. He gave it all away. Gave her Daria, her mate, her name is Darira. You know, and then Isaac told her, okay, what brings us for his father? He gives out cash. He says, one day we have nothing. We have nothing. He says, we have nothing at home.
Here we go.
God is a promise. Honestly, that is the thing. Three. I don't see nothing about the church in that. I'm going to go to the next one.